Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm not going to lie. This is going to be a difficult podcast for me to record because, frankly, I am fully obsessed with the Murdaugh trial. So, obviously, I'm recording this on Thursday night. So, who knows? By the time this comes out, maybe there's a verdict. I don't know. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Shalene Show, where on Fridays, wherever I am, I record a podcast and I tell you what's going on in my life. And we chat and we hang out. So thanks for being here. I appreciate you. All right, let's do this. I'm recording this from our condo that we're staying in Miami Beach. It's like a hotel that also has a residence attached to it. So we're staying in a residence condo. We're thinking about staying here maybe through May. I mean, we're going to do a couple little trips. We've got some, little things I have to get back to California for, like maybe a day here or a day there. I have to do something in Vegas work-wise, have to do something in San Francisco work-wise, but we're thinking we might stay here through May. First of all, we really freaking dig it because obviously, at least this time of year, it feels very much like California. You know what I mean? Like people are very into lifestyle and where we're staying, it's really like, I don't know, it's fun and young and clean and exciting. The gym where we're staying at is holy freaking guacamole. It is next level, despite the fact that every girl that is working out in the gym is, wow. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say, wow. Okay, wow. It's trippy. Like all the girls are pretty young and they're definitely keeping Gymshark in business. Everyone's wearing like a matching set, like the cutest outfits, like so cute. And the longest hair extensions, like down past their bootay and not pulled back in a ponytail, just like flinging it around. You know what I mean? And it's good, good people watching. What's interesting is people are very, very fit and beautiful. Like everyone's a model. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm the shortest one here by about 2 feet, female wise. And I'm also at least the oldest by like 15 years, but I don't care. I'm hanging. But then the dudes at this gym, which is attached to the hotel, which is attached to the residence, they're older. I guess it shouldn't surprise me because there's yacht daddies. You remember yacht daddies, right? But these guys are pretty fit. They're not like your typical yacht daddies because your typical yacht daddy is got like, sorry, I'm so generalizing now. This is the kind of content I normally put on Patreon, but I'm just going to give you a little taste of the snark. Usually the yacht daddies are, they smoke a cigar, they're gross, they've got a giant Jake, which is I don't think that's a family term. They have a giant belly that's just like hanging over their belt. They think they're all Rico Suave. They have their shirt unbuttoned. They've got like sunglasses at night. I don't know, like super friggin' annoying and like really gross, really gross. And they think they're hot because they have this Build-A-Barbie on their arm, you know what I mean? Who's seen like way too many plastic surgeons. She's only 25 years old and she's got her, all the purse and the earrings and the shoes and the tiny, tiny micro skirt and the tiny, tiny micro top. And she's gorgeous. And you're like, excuse me, like what? Ew. I think about like what goes on, probably has to go on like, I could not. But anyways, no, the guys at this gym are actually, I don't know if they're residents or whatever, but it's a fit crowd. I'm really enjoying it. There's one personal trainer who I just am obsessed with, female. She's actually like my height and I'm going to give her a compliment. And I've been like rehearsing the compliment in my head because she's like all business. And I watch her. I'm like, she's probably, I'm guessing like 30. I'm going to say 30. And I'm watching her with all these clients, which are all the, hi, I'm a fitness model influencer girls. You know what I'm saying? You know the type. And I'm watching her. What she takes each client through is completely different, each one of them. And it's so sound. And I'm watching the way she watches them and the way she corrects their form. And it's like next level. I'm very impressed. And then today I watched her do a class, which kind of looked like Payo, but a little bit more freestyle-ish. And I was like, this girl is like, she's the real deal. Like, she's really knows what she's doing. And the reason why I've been like going over like how I'm going to say this to her is because whenever someone walks up to you that doesn't know you and wants to give you a compliment, especially a specific one like this where I kind of want to explain it to her, I don't know if you've ever had this happen. I've had someone walk up to me where they kind of like start to go into something. I'm like, where is this going? You know what I mean? So my defenses are up. And I can just tell from her body language and the way that she is so focused on her clients, like she's not a real social outgoing person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen her smile once. She is laser focused. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk up to her and I'm going to say, I'd like to give you a compliment. I'm going to start the whole conversation off like that. So she knows I want to like tell her all the things that I've witnessed because it's pretty rare. Most times when I'm watching these trainers in the gyms, I'm like, someone's paying for this. Someone literally is paying this person to do this to them. This is so dumb. This is so pointless. Or I'm like, what a waste of time and money. The person isn't even watching their form. They're having them do completely ridiculous, stupid exercises. Like they don't even understand biomechanics. And you know, that stuff drives me freaking crazy. I can't stand it. Speaking of which, one of the things that I've started working on myself during our stay here is my own mobility, like mobility, flexibility. But I've decided to start with mobility first versus flexibility. And what do I mean by that? Like the way my joints move. And if you listen to Monday's episode, right, like where we talked about how this mind-body connection, I mean, I've just been, sorry, not to be obsessed with my own podcast, but I think about how many things are related to our brain. It's the story that we tell in our head. So it's not just like the subconscious. Well, it's all subconscious, right? Like, so especially when I was doing personal training, I would have so many women who I think because their own moms told them that they had bad knees or a bad back, they just decided they had bad knees and they had bad backs. So they would be like, I can't do squats. I can't do lunges. And I'm like, why? And they would be like, oh, just the next day. I'm like, huh. But your knees are supposed to bend. That doesn't make sense because functionally that there's so many weird things that we've been told are bad, like your knees going over your toes. Your knees can go over your toes. It's just one of those things that we've been told, like, oh, don't take your knees over your toes. Well, your knees can go over your toes. They absolutely can, and without doing joint damage. There's a guy on Instagram, I think he's actually called Knees Over Toes. Check him out. I'll link him in our show notes. But that's one of those things that if you are so afraid of your knees going over your toes, well, then you don't do that. Imagine if you were afraid to straighten your elbow, like you were afraid to straighten your arm, and you never did. You would create this rigidity. You would create this belief in your mind that if you straighten out your arm, it would hurt, or you could damage yourself, and then you don't create range of motion and you don't have that functionality and mobility that a joint needs. And so I've been really working on my hip mobility and my knee mobility and my ankle mobility, not to do anything funky or crazy. Like I would love to be able to do a pistol squat for only one reason, to be able to do shoot the duck. Roller skating. I don't need to do a pistol squat to show off on Instagram. Who freaking cares? Like literally, it's not like it's a functional exercise, but it is functional for me to figure out, because here's the deal with a pistol squat, it has nothing to do with strength. Zero. So when you see people doing whipping out a pistol squat, it's kind of like doing a crunch. Like for me to do a crunch is so, so easy because I have a short upper body. Whereas someone who's like maybe a lot stronger than me might struggle to do a crunch because they have a really long upper torso. Like Michaela and I are like the same height, but my torso is really, really short and hers is long. So I can do crunches like wah, 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 like so fast. And also when we're sitting next to each other in a restaurant, I look like I'm 5 inches shorter than her because her torso is long. Anyways, I digress. Your leg length, the levers, meaning the thigh bone and your shin bone, otherwise known as your tibia and your fibia, all of your bones have a lever length, right? So if your thigh bone is a lot longer than your shin bone, then it's going to be a lot harder for you to do a pistol squat. or vice versa. If they are close in relationship to each other, it's going to be easy for you to do a pistol squat and has nothing to do with strength. However, if your lever links, there's a disparaging difference between the two of them, well, then you might have to work excessively hard on two things: flexibility of your Achilles, flexibility at the ankle, mobility at the ankle, knee mobility, and strength. You're going to have to work harder, the same way someone who has a very long torso will be able to do sitting all the way up crunch without assistance, but they're going to have to work a lot harder at it. They're going to have to become stronger in order to do it. Does that make sense? Why am I telling you all this? Because I started working on my mobility while we're here in Florida, and I have a subscription, obviously, on, maybe you don't know that, but I recently created a fitness subscription on Instagram. You just go to my Instagram profile and you click on it. It's like $5, but I'm going to start doing that on Mondays. So for those of you who are on there, look on Mondays. I'm going to just share what I'm doing to improve my mobility. And it feels really good. And I just realized like how much of that is a result of the stories that we tell ourselves. Like we tell ourselves we've got a bum shoulder. I mean, sometimes you actually do. Don't get me wrong. I get that. Like you might actually have an injury, right? Like a friend of mine, you know, I was thinking, oh, I should probably send them that podcast because this friend of ours has had back pain forever and ever and ever. But then I remembered, oh, wait a second. He was in a horrific car accident. So there probably is some structural damage, but he's done back surgeries and unfortunately has to like basically live on painkillers just to live, just to tolerate life because it's so painful. Back pain is horrible, but the psychosomatic part of how our bodies respond and even just like how our life goes. You know, like I had this incident with a friend of mine who has like the worst luck in the world, the absolute worst luck. Like Murphy's Law follows her everywhere. And she was telling me this thing that she had to go do. And she was like, oh, I'm so worried I'm going to F it up. And like 2 hours later, she texted me. She's like, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I completely F'd the whole thing up. And I'm like, well, I wanted to say, well, of course you did, because you believed you would. And your mind is so crazy powerful that if you just tried telling yourself, I'm not going to F it up, you probably wouldn't. It's like, and then I was having this conversation with this gal who I met here in Miami, another, like a fitness influencer. I don't want to say another because I'm really not a fitness influencer. Hello. But I do have a lot of people who know me from fitness. Anyways, long story short, we were having this conversation and it just made me realize so many women, okay, so ladies, tell me if this isn't true for you. Like the moment you let go of like all that negative self-talk about your body and what you're supposed to do with your exercise and food, etc., the moment you let go of that, you can let go of weight. I believe that to be true. I will say this, our sleep has been insanely good, and partly because I really don't care what time I wake up. It's kind of nice because most of our team is on the West Coast. So it's like, it doesn't matter if I wake up like really late, but I've just been letting myself wake up naturally. That obviously that helps a ton. And then obviously doing our sleep gummies. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast, but a major, very loyal supporter of the Chalene Show, which is Soul CBD. They have a new link. So if you haven't, I want you to write this down. It's getsoul.com/Chalene. That's their new link. And it's the link that gets you 15% off everything. So not just the sleepy gummies. I think you can go to the website and just use code Chalene15, but write down the link, getsoul.com/Chalene. And they just came out with a new flavor for their sleepy gummy. So they have blueberry lemonade, which is Brett's favorite. My favorite is still honey chamomile, but this new one, raspberry lemonade, quite delicious, delicioso. I just want to say this. When it comes to melatonin, like most, I think it's something statistically like 90% of people are deficient in it, but some people do have weird dreams. And there are some people who don't have, like, it just doesn't help their sleep Okay, but you do have to try it for more than a couple of nights. So if you do get a jar, like take it the whole month because it's a hormone. It's a hormone that most of us are supposed to produce, but we don't produce enough of it. And the amount that you take is different for everybody. Like Brett only needs one gummy. I take two. And I have friends that have experimented and they only take a half. So it's like anything. Everybody's different. There isn't one certain amount. There's not one certain way to take supplements because we're all different. The way your body metabolizes things, the amount that you have, all of those things, the amount of vitamin D, the amount of sunlight that you've got. So listen, don't struggle with being sleepless. Why not give something natural a try? I mean, what do you have to lose, right? Tastes delicious and you get 15% off when you go to, I'll give you the link again. It's getsoul.com/Shalene. That gets you 15% off automatically when you check out. Use code Shalene15. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to Soul. And I want to say thank you to you for supporting the show by using that. And thank you to every one of you who sends me an Instagram DM and tells me this is a game changer. Like, holy cow, I can't sleep without it. So I love hearing those stories. Okay, so ladies, tell me if this isn't true for you. Like the moment you let go of like all that negative self-talk about your body and what you're supposed to do with your exercise and food, et cetera, the moment you let go of that, you can let go of weight. I believe that to be true. You know, I think somebody needs to do, I'm sure there have been lots of programs around that mind-body connection, but, and so then I have notes. I'm going to try to stay on topic, but it just made me also remember that, so Shanti and Scott, his husband, and Chip and Chip's boyfriend, they were all here in Miami for, I think, for Chip's birthday. And so we all met up and, you know, we went out to dinner and stuff and it was a great time. But Sean and I were talking about how much time, energy, and happiness we both wasted. And I was very encouraged to hear him admit that too, because I know every woman does. And I don't mean to say like I know it for sure, but like I know it. I would love for one somebody who's an exercise, a female who does fitness influencing or who's has to be on videos. I would love for someone who's in that position to tell me that they don't constantly think about the way their body's being judged, the way they look, and how it's going to impact their sales, their views, their likes, their perception. And you just, that's why I got out of it, because it freaking sucks. It sucked so bad. And I never, ever, ever was in that headspace. I know you guys have heard, you're like, Shalene, we know. Hello, we've heard you say that before. But it was interesting to hear, and that's why I got out of it, obviously. And so now what I'm doing on Instagram is so fun, because it's like, take it or leave it. I don't care. I'm not creating a program for you. I'm sharing what I'm doing. It's not for you. It's for me. And if you want to see what I'm doing, you can see it. But like, I'm not doing modifications. I'm not doing, like, people are like, oh, more cardio. No, I don't believe in that. So why would I do that? You burn so few calories, and I don't find it that enjoyable. I like to walk. Walking is great. I love it. But I'm not doing that for like weight loss or fat loss or like because I care what people think about my body. And because my brain has shifted so much, it's like I'm in such a happier place. Like if tomorrow someone told me, okay, you have to be in a consumer video, I assume, I don't know, but I think I would be, I don't know. I probably would get like, I would slowly get back into that headspace where it's like, uh-oh, someone's going to say something. Someone's going to tell me we've got to fix the lighting. It's not flattering, which then I read into that like, oh, so you're saying I look fat. People are going to comment. Your body is whatever. So that's why I won't ever do that. You could offer me $5 million. I won't do that unless it's completely like me just doing it for me. Anyways, talking to Sean about it, he was saying he weighs 40 pounds more today than he did when he first was doing like all of his like major workouts. And he was just saying like, I love food now. I love my body. I don't worry about like how thick I look. I'm eating so much now and just embracing my body. You can see it if you watch his social. I love that he's just himself. It's awesome. But it's not for everybody. So what? Then don't follow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have the right to tell people how to live their lives or what's right or what's wrong. You just don't. You do have the right to unfollow or follow. Okay, don't go anywhere. I've got a major hookup for you. And for those of you, my listeners who have ADHD, I'm going to tell you what to pay attention to. There's a new link. Okay, and this new link from one of our favorite products gets us 15% off everything. The new link is getsoul.com/Shalene. What are we talking about? We're talking about CBD. And the reason why you might want to try CBD is because, number one, from Soul, it's THC free, which means you're not going to get high, which means it's perfectly safe for everyone. It's all natural. And Soul CBD is grown in the USA. That's huge. It's organically farmed. So whether you're looking for relief from, I don't know, anxiety or stress or pain or trying to help your pet have less anxiety, they have so many different products that are combined with natural ingredients to give you that relief that you're looking for. So whether you want to do gummies or capsules, or you prefer to do a CBD oil in a dropper, I highly recommend that you check out the products at Soul, but you want to use the new link, getsoul.com/Shalene. That's going to give you 15% off freaking everything. Don't forget to use code Shalene15. And unfortunately, they're still unable to ship to Canada, but it's not their fault. It's Canada's fault. So Canadian listeners, you're going to have to talk to your elected officials. For the rest of you, go to getsoul.com/Shalene. Use code Shalene15 for 15% off. All right, back to the show. You don't have the right to tell people how to live their lives or what's right or what's wrong. You just don't. You do have the right to unfollow or follow. Anyways, you know, so we were talking about this and he was like, it's just, it's crazy what a different headspace that I'm in and not having to do all of the, and it's his story to tell. Maybe at some point I can get him on the podcast and we can have a discussion about it. But he was like, all the crazy, incredibly unhealthy things I did to maintain this, what I thought I needed my body to look like. And now here I am 40 pounds heavier and I've never loved my body more or been happier. And I'm like, isn't that interesting? The more you torture yourself, the harder you are on yourself, the less happy you are with your results in your body. Like the more strict and regimented, the more you restrict, the more you deny yourself, the more you believe you have to do more cardio and you've got to do more this and you've got to do more that and you've got to eat less of this and like all the rules. And I get these messages from people where I feel bad because I can tell they're like in it. And I'm like, dude, I can't even help you. I don't even know how to respond because I'm so not there anymore. So it's weird. I find myself struggling to be empathetic when people are still in that, but they are. And a lot of these, especially fitness influencers, are deep in, whether it's eating disordered or disordered eating, they're deep in it. I don't want to say because they have to be, but because they think they have. Here's the thing. They don't realize it's not normal. That is not normal. They don't realize that they're not happy. I didn't know I wasn't happy. I didn't know. It's like you don't know how bad something is until you're through it. Or you don't know how good something was, like how much fun you had in college until you're through it. Because when you're in college, you're like, this is so hard. And then you're out and you're like, what was I thinking? Like how hard you and crazy and complicated you thought life was when you were single and didn't have kids. And now you have like kids and a mortgage and a husband and two dogs and you're like, what was I so busy with? You know what I'm saying? And I just think a lot of these fitness influencers, once they're out, then they'll realize how effed up it all was. But also, can you imagine like the double standard? Can you imagine if a female fitness influencer were to gain 40 pounds? Can you imagine if a female fitness influencer were to gain, and I'm talking about like someone who's doing consumer workouts. I'm not talking about someone who has their own YouTube channel because you can do whatever you want. But if it comes down to like working with a company, can you imagine? I'll tell you what happens when they gain 15 pounds. You don't see him anymore. You don't see him anymore. Yeah, there's that. Holy, Brett just walked in the room and just told me, guilty. Alex Murdaugh, however you pronounce it, because everybody's different in the South. All I know is, like, I love the Southern South Carolina. Is that what they're from? Yeah. I love that accent so much. It just makes everyone seem so sweet and so believable and, like, such a nice guy, including Alex Murdaugh. But holy cow, guilty on all counts. Wow. No, no. They usually, when they're going to come back with a guilty verdict, it's quick. Yeah.
All the comments from people that watched said it was the Snapchat thing.
Oh, it's just, it's so crazy to me that somebody can be that evil, that, like, so many lies. I mean.
He said that was his son. Snapchat was his son speaking from the grave to tell everybody.
Wow. I don't know if you heard Brett, but he said the Snapchat was his son speaking from the grave. Listen, as I always say, all evil always comes to the light. I mean, when people try to cover up evil, they can get away with it for a long time. Like this guy, he was getting away with evil for 20 years. The fact that he deceived so efficiently his family, his closest friends, his best friends, his law partners, like everybody. But eventually, and it's always God's timing, eventually your evil, your lies will be exposed. So don't do it. Like, literally do not do it. Lying, like, for me, that is, and omissions. Like, when people lie or they intentionally omit something, dude, you lose all credibility with me. Like, nope, I won't forget that. Like, I just, that's like one of those zero tolerances for me. And my kids knew it too. I'm like, I don't care what you did. As long as you tell me, we'll figure it out. We'll be good. Like, we will figure it out. But if you lie, oh, makes my blood boil. Like the other day when I walked into the gym at 24 Hour Fitness, they have this, like, what do you call it? Like refrigerator at the front where they've got refrigerated pre-workout drinks. And I was, like, super thirsty. I didn't bring my own water bottle to the gym. So I wanted to buy one of those, but there was nobody at the front. So I stood there and I waited and I waited and I waited. And I only had, like, a certain number of minutes to get my workout in. So I'm like, oh, screw it. So, you know, I looked around and then I just went and did my workout. But then as I was leaving, there was still nobody at the front. But I'm like, okay, I can't leave. If I leave, I'm going to have to call the police on myself. I'm going to have to drive to the police department and turn myself in for shoplifting. So I, like, literally had to track someone down and say, like, hey, this is empty. There was no one. Can I pay for this? It's not a guilty conscience. It's called doing the right thing. It's not that I think I'm going to get busted. It's called doing the right thing always, even when no one else is looking. And boy, am I having to, at the moment, for the last 2 years, basically, remember that you can't question God's timing. You have to trust the way the universe works. And eventually, all evil gets exposed. There's just so many questions. And I think they never did. I'm sure you guys are following the trial, or at least you know little snippets of it. If you don't, there's a great documentary called Low Country. It's on, like, all the major streaming networks. I think there's another new one now on Netflix. I know there's a couple of podcasts on it. And it's pretty fascinating because this is the kind of story, like another story that shall remain nameless, that when you hear it, you're like, this can't even be real life. This can't be real life. Like, his housekeeper died. I mean, there's like 5 deaths all related to someone connected to his family in the period of, like, just a couple of years, and then just the millions and millions of dollars that he's stolen from his clients and his partners and the drug addiction, and then hiring someone to kill him, and then his wife. And it's just, it's so ludicrous. You're like, this can't really be real. But there, I do have some questions. Like, I mean, I wonder if they'll ever find the murder weapons, because he shot, if, you know, assuming he did this, which they just found him guilty for, he shot his son and his wife, but with 2 different guns. But I don't believe they found either murder weapon. So why 2 guns? Did one jam? It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. But they did eventually find her phone. They found other things that he disposed of, like when he had this, you know, murder for hire. He hired someone supposedly to attempt to murder him. Like, we're going to get so much. this is not done, like the interesting pieces of this. And I guess the reason why it's interesting for me, the reason why I become obsessed with these kinds of things is because I need to understand the psychology of this type of evil. And of course, it's nice to have a best friend who is an expert at evil and expert at psychology and likes to talk about these things too. So we go back and forth and back and forth. But it's fascinating to me. Like, what is it about his childhood that made him this way? And it's not always like, you know, your childhood influences or experiences, but a lot of times if there's a propensity to be a sociopath or a psychopath, and then that's coupled with like early abandonment or trauma, then it becomes like this perfect storm. So I find these kinds of individuals really fascinating. And I don't think we know much about the traumas of his childhood, but there had to have been some because you just don't turn out like this. Okay, so let's get back to Miami. Like I said, I love this place and we're thinking that we might stay here for an extended period. I would buy a place here in a heartbeat. And that surprises me to even say that. It was not on my list. We always said, no, never Florida. Never, 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 never Florida. But I freaking love Miami. I'm loving it. I'm so loving it. So far, like, it's ocean, which we love. It's warm weather, which we love. It's a vibe that we love. But the only reason why there's a negative for me is that it's such a long flight for our kids. Right? Because Brock and Taylor are, I think soon they're putting in an offer in a house in Park City. Sierra and Roman are in Los Angeles. Sierra is, oh my God, she had a nightmare of a situation. She, you know, she's trying to launch this beauty brand, right? And it's just like one difficult learning lesson after another. Some of it's not just learning lessons. It's just like, oh, okay, well, that's not easy, or wasn't expecting that to happen. There's just things that happen, right? And so you're not even going to believe this. I mean, I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So if you know the whole story, she's not just white labeling this. This is like her own formulation, her own recipe. Like she's, you know, and worked with chemists and whatever they're called, the people that engineer the recipes or whatever. So she owns the components, which are unique to her, the trademark, the packaging, the branding, and then the ingredients that go inside of the components. Like, you know, so when you get a tube of mascara, that tube is made in one location, like in China, and then the ingredients that go inside of it are made at like a lab. And then you've got to ship the components, like again, the tube, to the place where they have the ingredients. So that's a whole process, and it has to come over like on a boat and approvals and all this stuff. And testing, and then they've got to test it to see, like, oh, how's it hold up with shelf life? Like, what happens if it's stored in the bottom of your purse on a flight to Dubai? You know what I mean? Like, all these weird conditions. Like, you have to see how it holds up. And so they did all that, blah, blah, blah. And they were just about to fill the components. But it was weird. They kept, like, stringing her along. And like, oh, yeah, it might be another couple of weeks. She's like, why? And they're like, oh, we're just waiting for this, just one last ingredient. She's like, okay, it just did not make sense. And because she's 22 and this is the first time she's done this, there's also, think about it, there's a side of you that would be like, you know, I've never done this, so I guess this is what it's like. But her radar was telling her something's not right. And she kept saying that, like, this just doesn't make sense. And they were kind of giving her this runaround for like a couple of weeks, maybe even a month. And she's like, what is the holdup? And then the owner of the place that's putting the ingredients inside the components, the tubes, if you will, asked to do a call with her and basically told her, listen, I'm just going to be completely honest. We've been looking for weeks. We cannot find your components. They were shipped here. We have receipt of them. They came in on a pallet. They were inventoried. They're gone. And we have exhausted every possible resource. They're just gone. And I just have to be honest with you and tell you, they're gone. And so, you know, I was on the call with her listening to that. And of course, she handled it herself. But basically, she was just like, okay, so now what? And he, you know, he was very upfront about it, just said, listen, this is our mistake. It's horrible. This is the last kind of call I ever want to have to make. This has happened maybe one other time. And luckily it was with like, you know, a huge, huge company that was doing like whatever. I don't know who, but it's different when it's like this 22-year-old who's put like all of her time and effort and her own money into it and has like lining up influencers and everything is so like, it's stressful. So he just said, we have to have those components remade in China and I will pay for them to be air freight here. So air freight versus shipping like on a container boat, cargo boat, whatever they call it, container ship, completely different pricing. So like when we used to make fitness apparel, we used to make, when we had our clothing line, oh my gosh, it was crazy because we would do this thing called Camp Do More where we would have, I don't know, like 500 women show up and we would do workouts for 3 days. Workouts combined with motivational workshops, combined with dance competitions, combined with like, it was like adult cheer camp. It was the freaking funnest time ever. I don't even know how we did that. But the culmination of like the whole event was on Saturday night. We would do this big fashion show. There'd be like hundreds of people there. It was a fitness fashion show, but it was so over the top and so ridiculous and so much fun. And oh, I got to find video footage of that and just like put it up on Instagram or something. But we would always plan so that the apparel would show up like months before the event. Hell no. No, it's me. Hello. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Like I would cut it to the last minute designing stuff, coming up with new things, changing designs last minute. And then next thing you know, they'd be like, okay, if it doesn't get finalized today, then we can't do shipping via water. We're going to have to air freight it. And I would say probably 9 out of 10 times we would end up having to do air, which diminishes all of your profit margins because I'm just best under pressure. Hashtag ADHD. It's a dopamine rush for me. I get most creative in the last minute. And I am so thankful, so grateful that I have a team around me that understands that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you work for if you have that kind of brain and you work for someone else, I don't know how that works. But for me, whether it was like writing a paper in college or doing something artistically or doing something in my business or doing something from a marketing standpoint, like I don't get good until it's like, okay, it's go time. And I mean, like even like moments before I go on stage, I will have this like crazy idea of something else I want to do. And like usually that idea is the thing that like makes such a huge difference. It's not me trying to complicate things. It's that I don't know what you want to call it, that spark of creativity. It just floods my brain only when I feel the pressure of there's only moments left. And I have this incredible staff that they make jokes about it. They know that's going to happen. They allow for it. And I love that. Oh, so if any of my staff is listening, I just want to say thank you. I love you because I know it's very, very stressful for you. But thank you for appreciating it. Thank you for tolerating it. Thank you for giving me the space to do that. I very much appreciate it. Brett and I are meeting with a realtor tomorrow. We're going to go look at some locations here. We definitely would not live here in the summer, but we would live like maybe 3 months in the spring and then 3 months in the fall. I don't know. I just don't know. And all the uncertainty is all good with me. I have figured out this, though. We have figured out this. We don't want to keep like jumping places every 2 weeks. So that's why I'm thinking that we might want to stay here for like a couple of months and really get grounded. This is not a vacation. We're working. I mean, it's kind of vacation because we're like semi-retired. Do we need to work? No, not financially, but do we need to work because it's super fun? It fuels our passion. We love it. It keeps us young and alive and vibrant and gives me purpose, strokes the ego. Yeah, that's why I like to do this stuff. But it's like a balance. Like I need to find that balance because my goal is to say yes to a lot more. And what I've been doing is intentionally creating so much work for myself that I don't really need to do so that I don't have to say yes to things. And that's going to be a whole podcast. I love you. I mean it. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.